Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number three, bottom of this hour, we will be going live in India for our service over there. You'll catch the first half hour of that. And working on getting our next guest on the program. Hopefully he'll be able to jump in. I just got news that Pat Robertson passed away today. And many of you may or may not be familiar with Pat Robertson. He is was 93 years old. And he was just a powerhouse. He was the founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network. He was also very involved in the Republican Party. At one point, he was the head of Regent University. At one point, but you know, my connectivity with Pat Robertson was actually when he ran for president in 1988. And we were at the time living in Texas, and I really strongly believed, and it was just from credentials sake a fact that of the Republican candidates that ran in 1988, Pat Robertson was without question the most qualified of those candidates. Sadly, George H.W. Bush was the, you know, the party darling. What many didn't know, maybe a large percentage of the population at the time didn't know, was that George H.W. Bush, the only reason that George H.W. Bush became the vice president of Ronald Reagan was because of the fact that the establishment was not going to let Ronald Reagan win the nomination, and they were strong enough and powerful enough at that time to stop it. And so they were going to create one of those split conventions because Ronald Reagan was, without question, I mean, he was the people's man. He was the one that people wanted. And you had, you know, crossover. People talk about being a Reagan Democrat. You had what was back then referred to as the Blue Dog Democrats that were coming over in droves to vote for Ronald Reagan. And so because Reagan was so dynamic and so popular, the Republican establishment couldn't get their guy at the top of the ticket. But they basically said, we'll hang this thing. You know, we'll create so much trouble that Ronald Reagan will split the party. That was kind of their threat. And so Reagan, being the negotiator that he was, put George H.W. Bush in order to try to create peace and bring the party together. Unfortunately, as soon as number one, H.W. was a former CIA guy, and he did a great number of things that were done in an effort to undermine and tarnish Reagan's name and reputation. In addition to that, at the time that he won in 1988, his first act was to come in and clean out and eliminate all of the true conservatives that Ronald Reagan had had as his cabinet, and he took the nation in an entirely different direction. He, you know, to have gone in and done the war that he did, and have all of that supposed public adoration and then still lose in 1992 to Bill Clinton, you got to wonder about that. But then when you see later on HW and Clinton palling around and the close relationship between the Bush family and the Clintons, then you begin to say, wait a minute, Hold on one second. George H.W. Bush paved the way for Bill Clinton and for the globalist insertion and for the continued takeover of our country. That's what was going on. At any rate, our thoughts and prayers are sent out to Pat Robertson. I actually, one of the years that I went to CPAC, it was arranged for me to be able to go into the CBN studios in Washington, D.C. And I actually did my radio program from one of their conference rooms, which was kind of cool, and got to meet his granddaughter. I wish I could remember her name right now, and I apologize. But at any rate, I got a chance to meet his granddaughter, who's one of the regulars on the CBN Broadcasting Network. And then, of course, you know, Dave Brody. And that's hell. Yeah, Dave was the one who created that relationship. All right. Well, it would appear that our guest may not be joining us. I've sent a text message off to him and a link to the Zoom. And I emailed a Zoom link. It looks like he tried to call in, but was not successful because I don't take phone calls during the radio show. Let me see. We'll try one more time here. I'm going to take the break a little early, and I'll try and get him on, and we'll see if we can't make that work. I'll be back right after this.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, where do we get these rights? Where do those come from? And what is the significance of understanding this moral basis? When we capitulate and when we compromise the moral standing by suggesting that somehow immorality has become decent. Hear what I'm saying. That somehow immorality has become decent. Folks, immorality is never decent. Not under any circumstance. Immorality is not decent, and you can't put and I guess we're afraid to say it, but you can't put a label and say, well, I'm gonna, you know, I as long as someone is decent, well, okay, who defines decent? I believe that God defines decent. I believe that God is the one who defines what's good and what's not good. Now, our founders seemed to think the same thing. They also seemed to believe that it was important to recognize who was going to define the difference between good and evil. Who was going to say what was good? So this is the Declaration of Independence, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which connect them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. Well, Who is the God of nature, and who is nature's God? It's one and the same. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God, the God of this holy word right here. The God of this Bible. That is who they are referring to. That is who establishes nations. That is who determines the boundaries and the lines of a nation. And so we have to understand, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to separation. So it's proper then to suggest these are the reasons why we believe that we can no longer be subject and be subjects under tyranny. And so then it goes on and it says this: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And everybody goes nuts and, oh, well, see, they made slaves. Well, actually, they debated it. They argued about it. They put it all on the floor. And contrary to popular belief or what people have been being told, the reality is that the founders, including Washington and Jefferson, all of the founders were of the mindset that slavery was going to be abolished. They were going to, and America was one of the very first nations, if not the first, to turn away slave ships. We're no longer going to take them. So we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And that becomes the key. Because if the rights that we have been given are given to us, they've been endowed. That means not that they've just been handed to us, but they literally have been put in us. They are who we are. They are who we are. And that is radically different from the idea that an entity hands you something or man hands you something. And I'll tell you why that's significant. Because when you take on the idea that God holds rights or man holds rights, and one or the other can hand them to you. Now, I've heard the argument that says, well, they can also be taken away. That's not the argument. That's really not the argument. The argument is this. When you suggest that man holds the rights or God holds the rights, and either one of them can give them to you, and so therefore you're going to accept them from either man or from God. And then whoever you accept them from, that's where your allegiance is. Now listen to what I'm about to say. In that concept, you have now equalized God and man. You have elevated man to the level of God because you have suggested that man has the same abilities, the same capability to give you rights as God. That's what you've done. You've brought God down and you've elevated man up and you've said, okay, now they're equal. And you can either accept your rights from God or accept your rights from man. That government is somehow equal in station with God Almighty. That's the picture, folks. And what we better understand is that picture, it starts us at a position that is a lie. Because there is nothing equal in power, grace, might, authority, majesty with God Almighty. Nothing. He's God. He's above it all. And so be clear here. When one suggests that we have this choice laid before us to accept our rights from God or to accept our rights from man, we have just called man equal to God or government equal to God. They're not equal. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Down here. Men down here are created equal. That they are endowed, put in them by their creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that to secure these rights, governments are instituted amongst men. So men, having been given these rights, they're put in us. Men now create governments to do what? Now watch this, because this again is why this is so critically important for us to understand. I take us to the 9th and 10th Amendment. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by whom? By whom? By the people. By the people. And then the 10th Amendment, which is the one that everybody refers to and says, states' rights, states' rights, states' rights. Well, yes and no. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. So again, powers delegated by the Constitution to a federal government, powers delegated by the Constitution to a state government, powers are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Rights always belong to the people. Above all else, the rights are ours. And the rights are endowed and put in us by God. Not held out here where we change the narrative and suggest that government and God are somehow on an equal plane, because they're not. God's up here, then us, then government. That's where we get out of balance, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we get out of balance. And when we elevate, and this was my argument yesterday, when we suggest that sodomites are on an equal decency playing field with black Americans, oh my gosh, what an insult is that? How insulting is that? To suggest that sodomite perversion and those practicing it, I don't care how nice doesn't matter. God says this is an abomination. God says this is morally an abomination. Well, it's shellfish and sexual immorality never changes. And we are watching what sexual immorality has done and what it is doing in the destruction of our children. And if we're not ready to be appalled by that and step up and end that, if the idea of conservatism is to suggest that, well, as long as they're a decent pervert, as long as they just take the children into their own bedroom and nobody knows about it, then it's okay. That's decent pervert. Think about that, folks. Think about what that's saying. Well, a decent pervert would just not do it in public. A decent pervert would just not sodomize a child in public. They'd do it privately in their room. They're headed there. They want pedophilia to be legal. You just can't. All right, I'm taking another break. I'll be back. India coming up. We're going to preach the gospel right after this brief break. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with me today. Listen, these are tough things, but they have to be said. I'll be back.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
There we go. Okay. There we are. All right. Okay. All right. Waiting for Pastor Samuel to respond. I am ready. Are you at the meeting? There we go. All right. Waiting for Pastor Samuel to come on. And in the meantime, let me see. Waiting for a response now. Okay. I do not see you on Skype. Okay, he says they are getting ready. They are in the process of getting ready. Let me see. So, while they are doing that, let me see if I can give you a preview of there we go. Perfect. India Ministry Highlights. So let's bring this over here. And
the wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Dick Young and Southern Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to the Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Dick Young, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And
We pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
That they will receive fresh, clean water.
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਫ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਣ ਔਰ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਹੋਣ
and that they will also receive the water of your holy spirit and your son jesus christ
ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਲੈਣ
let this community be blessed by this well
ਇਸ ਬੋਰ
Tonight, I want to introduce you to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and show you how to have that same authority.
ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਖੁਦਾਵਨ ਜੀ ਪਿਤਾ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਬੱਚਾ ਅੱਜ ਛੁੱਟ ਕੇ ਜਾਏ ਮੇਰੇ ਖੁਦਾਵਨ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਹਾਲੇ ਲੂਹੀਆ ਹਾਲੇ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਔਰ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਯਾ 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 ਧੰਨਵਾਦ 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 ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਮ
ਦੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ
ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਤਾਰੀਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਖੁਦਾ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ
ਕੈਨ ਯੂ ਹੀਅਰ ਮੀ Testing 1-2. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? All right, so that just stopped playing.
Yes, hallelujah. Everything. We can hear you, Pastor.
All right, so whatever he sent me, holy snap, just bugged out my whole system.
Yes, sir. We are able to hear you. Are you able to hear me? Hello? Can you hear me, Pasi?
No.
Koi nikal lo. Kamalo. Ek minute lagna.
Hello.
Hello. Kar do.
Wrong window.
Can you hear us?
All right. Hang on a minute. I got problems.
Okay. Then by the time, shall we sing one song?
I've got problems. So now that has to switch to that. So that needs to be this over there, and then over here. Okay, so everything's reversed. Sorry, folks, having a major technical issue here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear us?
You can hear me?
Yes, we can hear. Can you hear me?
Speak again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I got you.
Okay. Okay. Hallelujah.